Chartering started out in part to be an R&D sector for public education, but about halfway along has turned very much also to the effort to improve traditional school. So we're caught in this one bet strategy, everything committed to trying to improve traditional school rather than to innovate with the forms of school and the approaches to learning. First is that I think tends to suppress innovation is the one-dimensional concept of achievement essentially academic skills and knowledge in a couple of areas, particularly English and math. Fairly quickly, the terminology changed, for us at least in Minnesota, to charter was a verb. But fairly quickly, it became an adjective. And so chartering came to be perceived as the schools, not as a strategy for change, not as an opportunity for innovation, but as the schools. And inevitably, that gave the critics a real opening, of the sort you saw the New York Times take last Saturday. Are they good schools? Are they better schools? So we got into what I regard as an amazing discussion, which assumes that learning results from what the school is legally rather than from what it does pedagogically. That you can essentially, that somehow charter by itself has learning effects. It wasn't until I was out at Harvard for some meetings in November that it really kind of came clear to me how fully the education policy discussion is about the best system, or what somebody else has referred to, the silver bullet culture. It's about right and wrong, it's about absolutes. If you think about how successful systems change, it's perfectly clear the role that innovation plays. They are open to innovation. People can come in with different business models, different product models. Nobody has to adopt them. The early adopters, those who want to adopt them may. Those who want to stay with the traditional can stay with the traditional. This is the practical thing to do with education. It's not education's tradition, but it is the practical thing to do, and it is time to be practical. This is what we in our group have been calling the split screen notion, just the simple concept of two pictures running at the same time on your television set, not equal size at the beginning, just a small little box in the corner, you know, that is the innovative sector, growing over time if it works and as people move to it. That leads me, I guess, to what the states should do now. The states should reverse what they did initial 20 years ago with chartering, where they left it open. It's time now for the states to begin to specify the kinds of non-traditional innovations they want to see in the system, and request from boards in the district sector and authorizers in the charter sector models of school and approaches to learning that depart from most of the traditional givens of conventional school. And I'll just tick them off quickly, half a dozen of them, we can come back and talk about them. One of them certainly is age grading. Another one is the technology of teacher instruction, the whole class, the whole notion of delivering education as if to learn were a transitive verb. Introducing personalization, cooperative learning, so forth and so forth. A third is to innovate with respect to the traditional model, the boss-worker model, and open up new and different roles for teachers, to professionalize teaching, rearranging learning in such a way as to maximize student motivation is important. The next one is we do need to broaden the concept of achievement. This is not to diminish the importance of literacy and numeracy, English and math. It's simply to say that there are also these other dimensions of achievement which have to come in. Federal policy, I think we can say kind of clearly I would like to see just simply be supportive of these kinds of state initiatives to implement this split screen. The federal government has all kinds of things that are much more important for it to do, and it needs to delegate this job. We are stepping outside the one best way. We're no longer in the discussion about what the whole system ought to be. We're out of a holistic, comprehensive sort of thing. We're trying to talk the country and the states into doing this split-screen strategy.